الله شهيدا. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers. All the prophets and messengers of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the last and the final Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings be upon all of them, upon their families, upon their followers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah, as you ought to be mindful of Him, and do not let death come to you unless you have submitted yourself to Allah. So I remind you and myself, my brothers and sisters, to have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. I want to greet you, the greetings of Eid, Eid Mubarak to all of you. Due to the surge of COVID-19, we are not physically together. We are sad about that, but our hearts are inshallah together. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this pandemic from us and from all humanity. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us back to our usual gatherings in the masjids for daily prayers, for Friday prayers, for Eid prayers. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us healthy and safe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless those who are not well, give them shifa, and those who passed away because of this pandemic, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them. So my brothers and sisters, today is the Eid day, and it is also a Friday. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it happened that one time the Eid came on Friday, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Sahaba, today two Eids have come together. So mashallah, today two Eids have come together. We have Jum'ah, Jum'ah is Eid, our weekly Eid. And then, of course, we have Eid al-Adha. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us double happiness, double blessings of these two great days or two great events that are going to happen today. We will be praying. We had prayed Eid prayer, and inshallah we'll have Jum'ah prayer. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless. Those who pray Eid prayer, it is optional for them to pray Jum'ah, but if you have not prayed Eid prayer, then it is obligatory to pray Jum'ah prayer, and otherwise you can pray Zuhr prayer. So don't miss your Zuhr prayer if you don't pray Jum'ah prayer, because if you don't pray Jum'ah, then you have to pray Zuhr. Yesterday, in the Valley of Arafah, Hujjaj gathered, although the number was small, but alhamdulillah, they gathered and they performed their Hajj. May Allah accept their Hajj. And those who were not able to go to Hajj this year, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them, keep them in good health, and may enable them to perform the Hajj inshallah next year. Hajj is a spiritual journey. Hajj brings a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because those who go to Hajj, they see the Kaaba, they see the blessed places, the places that have been the places of worship for more than 4,000 years. And people have been gathering there every day, and especially on Hajj time every year, and performing the Hajj. And these are millions and millions of people, probably billions of people who have performed Hajj. So the places are filled with the spirit. And that's why Hujjaj, when they go there and they come back, they come filled with the spirit of devotion and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hajj is also an international gathering, a gathering of people that come from every corner of the world, Muslims from everywhere. And so it brings the universality of Islam, the spirituality of Islam, as well as the universality of Islam. Islam is not only universal because there are Muslims in every part of the world. Islam is universal in its message. Islam is universal in its mission. Its message is for all people, for all mankind, and for all time. It is not limited to any particular race or color or nationality, and it is also not limited to any particular time. Rasulullah ﷺ is the last and final prophet of Allah, and he presented the message that way. And it's very important that Muslims be conscious of that, that we have the universal message, and our mission is a universal mission, and we should not be just feeling within ourselves, but rather we feel for the humanity at large. Kuntum khara ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best community who are raised for mankind. As you know that Rasulullah ﷺ, after receiving the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he performed only one Hajj. So he was in Mecca, and then he migrated from Mecca to Medina. And in the 10th year of Hijrah, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, decided to make Hajj. So that was announced, and a large number of people from different parts of Arabia, they gathered. This year there were only 1,000 people, but 1,400 years ago, more than 100,000 people came to have Hajj with Rasulullah ﷺ. So a very large number of people from that time were there in Hajj, and Rasulullah ﷺ spoke to them. Especially on the day of Arafah, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, and on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, the Prophet ﷺ reminded them about his message, the message of Islam. It happened that Rasulullah ﷺ after that did not live for less than 3 months. So that sermon of the Prophet ﷺ is known as Hijjatul Wada' or Khutbatu Hijjatul Wada'. That is the khutbah of the farewell Hajj or the farewell khutbah of the Prophet ﷺ. The farewell khutbah of the Prophet ﷺ contains a basic message. Rasulullah ﷺ tried to summarize the whole message of Islam in few words. The basic salient point of this message were emphasized. First thing that Rasulullah ﷺ emphasized, he emphasized that the common origin of all human beings, white or black, brown or yellow, people of any race, any color, any tribe, any nationality. Rasulullah ﷺ said, you are all children of Adam. خَلَقَكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْسَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَرَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. People understand that we created you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we created you from a male and a female, that is Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, and we made you in different groups and tribes so that you know each other. So human beings, their origin is one parent, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, and from there came all the people. So in a sense, the common origin of the people. And Rasulullah said, Kullukum li Adam wa Adam min turab. You all came from Adam because Allah created first Adam, and then Adam was created from dust. So the Prophet said, Kullukum li Adam wa Adam min turab. You are all children of Adam, you all came through Adam, and Adam was made from dust. That means your origin is also very humble, and be aware of this humble origin, and be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not the great, Allah is great. Allah is the one who created you from dust and made you human beings. And then Prophet ﷺ said, remember, لا فضل لعربي على عجمي ولا لعجمي على عربي ولا لأبيض على أسود ولا لأسود على أبيض إلا بالتقوى. People are equal, and there is no superiority for an Arab over a non-Arab, or a non-Arab over an Arab. There is no superiority of a white man over a black man, or a black man over a white man, or black person, man or woman. There is no superiority of a black person over a white person, or a black or a white person over a black person. All of you are equal. You are children of Adam. And the only way you can become superior to each other will be by your piety, by your righteousness, good deeds you do. And your good deeds will make you a better person. So one has to strive to do the good deeds. So it is not race or color or nationality that makes people superior to others, but rather obedience to Allah, mindfulness to Allah. And this is what Allah says in Surah Al-Hujurat, Surah number 49, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The noblest of you in the sight of Allah is the one who is the most pious of you. The Rasulullah also emphasized that people must care for each other's life, property, and honor, because life and property of honor of every person is important. And the Prophet ﷺ told them, because they were on the day of Arafah, or they were in the day of Eid, and they were there in the month of Zulhijjah, they were in the month of, in the city of Makkah. So Prophet ﷺ indicated, told them, what is this day? What is this month? What is this place? And they all recognize it is a very blessed month, it's a very blessed place, a very blessed day. So Prophet says, Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa a'radakum alaykum haramun ka hurmati yawmikum hadha fi shahrikum hadha fi baladikum hadha. And remember that your lives, your properties, as well as your honors, are as sacred as this day is sacred, as this month is sacred, as this place is sacred. So place was sacred, which was Makkah, and very blessed place. And the month is Zulhijjah, is a sacred month. And the day is the day of Nahar, or the day of Arafah, sacred day. So Rasulullah emphasized that you know this, the sacredness of this thing, but also know that do not kill each other. Do not shed the blood of each other. That's why I use the word dima. Do not shed the blood of each other. And do not take each other's property without the permission, without a proper right. And also do not attack the honor of each other. So, إِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَعْرَاضَكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ حَرَامٌ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Muslim akhul Muslim, wal-Muslimuna ikhwa. Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. Every Muslim, all Muslims, whether of any nationality, any place, any race, all Muslims are brothers. And they have to understand that this brotherhood, this sisterhood, male and female, all of them come into this fraternity. They have to understand that. And the Prophet said that you respect that, honor each other. لا ترجعوا بعضي ظلالا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض. Do not turn after me, after I leave this world, do not turn and become misguided, go astray, that you start killing each other, you are fighting each other. So al-Muslim wa akhul Muslim. Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. Treat each other as brothers. You are a brotherhood. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, تركت فيكم ما لن تضلوا بعده أبدا إن استمسكتم به كتاب الله وسنتي. And I'm leaving among you if something that if you hold it together, if you hold it fast, hold it strongly, you will not go astray. And that is the book of Allah. And in another place said, and my sunnah, the Prophet's sunnah, and the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, these are the two things that you hold together. Holding very strongly, that means live by them. Understand the book of Allah and follow the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet ﷺ emphasized the respect and honor of women. So he said, Istawsu bin nisa'i khaira. Istawsu bin nisa'i khaira. I advise you, I admonish you that you treat women with respect and honor, because they are your partners in life. They are your partners, your spouses, they are partners. And they are your co-workers, so you have to understand that. Istawsu bin nisa'i khaira. And then Prophet ﷺ said, whatever the pre-Islamic thing that they were doing, In the pre-Islamic thing, they used to have claims of blood. Somebody killed somebody and then they will have to go on this claim of revenge against the people for generations, they will do that. So he said, أَلَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مِّنْ أَمْرِ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ مَوْضُوعٌ تَحْتَ قَدَوَيَّ هَتَيْنِ. All the things of Jahiliyyah that you had, it, they are under my feet. That means they are destroyed, they are cancelled, they have no basis to exist. دِمَاءُ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ كُلُّهَا مَوْضُوعٌ. All the blood claims of Jahiliyyah, they are abolished. And also he mentioned, وَرِبَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ مَوْضُوعٌ. And also the interest claims of Jahiliyyah, they are also abolished. They are also under my feet. So Rasulullah ﷺ abolished the exploitation and also the revenge. Revenge and exploitation, these are the two big problems that existed, and they exist unfortunately in the history. And the Prophet ﷺ said, اعبدوا ربكم وصلوا خمسكم وصوموا شهركم وأدوا زكاة أموالكم وَحُجُّوا بَيْتَ رَبِّكُمْ. And worship your Lord. Pray five prayers. Give the zakat of your money with the happiness of your heart. And fast during the month of Ramadan. And make hajj to the house of your Lord if you can afford it. And you will go to Jannah if you do that. So observe the five basic principles of Islam. And the Prophet said, إِيَّاكُمْ الْغُلُوَّ فِي الدِّينِ. And be aware, don't do exaggeration in religion. That means you go beyond the limits. Whatever you are told, you follow that. Don't make it too much. Everything has to be followed in the middle way. إِيَّاكُمْ الْغُلُوَّ فِي الدِّينِ فَإِنَّهُ أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ الْغُلُوَّ فِي الدِّينِ. The exaggeration destroyed people. Nations before, they were destroyed. Followers of religions, they were destroyed because they became extremists. So don't become extremists. Rasulullah also said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ آتَى كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّ. And remember, everyone has a right. Every person has a right. Every being has a right. And give the right, due right of everyone to them. Don't deprive everyone their rights. Human right, animal right, things right, environmental rights, all these rights are there. إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعْطَى كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقًّا. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, فَلْيُبَلَّغُ الشَّاهِدُ الْغَائِبُ. After these principles, basic principles, Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned, and then he said, those who are present here, convey this message to others. So it is your duty to convey the message of Islam to others. It is your duty to speak up about justice, about the human rights, about against racism, against discrimination, all of these things we have to work on. So my brothers and sisters, this message was given 1400 years ago, and this message is as valid today as it was at that time and throughout history. Always it is valid. But now especially, here we are facing, in America at this time, we are facing big problem of racism and discrimination. And people in America, they are standing up against that. And people are realizing that it is wrong, and we should support that movement. We should support the movement against discrimination against the black people. Black Lives Matter, and all other things that you have to, any discrimination that is xenophobia, intolerance, discrimination against the immigrants, against the refugees. All of these things, the humanity has to learn the principle of living together and justice together. This is also, as you know, is the time of election. Within a few months, there will be our presidential election. A major election is going to take place. I would like to urge you to know the candidates. We don't endorse any particular candidate because as a religious organization, but we emphasize every month to participate in the election. We emphasize that you know the candidates, you know their position, and if you find the right person, then the right person should be supported so that that person win the election. And we should vote. Those who are citizens, they must register to vote. And also support the right candidates and vote for them and remind other people, neighbors and others, that they should also participate and vote. And then finally, I want to remind you that you must support your Islamic organizations, especially here from the Islamic Society of Orange County. I'm speaking. Support your society. We are here certainly for a few months until this crisis goes away. We have services are limited, but we'll be there, inshallah. And this pandemic is going to go away, inshallah. And then we come back to our masjid, we come back to our society, and come back to our school, and inshallah. So keep on supporting that. We don't want to see everything go down and everything become bad. The negligence should not be there. So from your home, from wherever you are, see what you can do, supporting financially and other ways, you support your organization. May Allah bless you. Wa akhra da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa wala. Today is the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, and the following 3 days, 11, 12, and 13th, these days are known as Ayyamut Tashriqa. Ayyamut Tashriq are also blessed days, and these days, of course, you don't fast. These days are celebration, you celebrate, but at the same time, you also remember that there is sacrifice. The sacrifice should be done for those who have the money to pay the zakat. They should also make sacrifice. The head of the household can do sacrifice on behalf of himself or herself, and all the members. It doesn't have to be that for every person you make a sacrifice, but one sacrifice is enough for the whole household. But those who have the nisab, it is important that they make sacrifice. And the time of sacrifice is today after this ceremony, and then after that it can be done today, and then tomorrow, 11th and the 12th, according to some schools, that is, the time is up to the 12th of Dhul Hijjah, up to the evening of the 12th of Dhul Hijjah. But some others say it is also can be done on the 13th if one is not able to do it. So whatever, but it is important to do that. And remember, in your dua, people who are suffering in different parts of the world. Unfortunately, there are a large number of Muslims who are suffering, and they are going through a lot of difficulties in different places. So we should pray for them. We should pray for the people of Palestine and the people of Kashmir and the people of Burma, the people of China, especially the people of Uyghur. And Indian Muslims are going through difficulties. The people in Syria, people in Yemen, and so many places. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove their difficulties, remove their pain. Please pray for them. Work for the human dignity and morality, and help the poor and the needy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you and keep us on the right path. So let us make dua. Allahumma salli ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad. البشير النذير والسراج المنير وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن بقية الصحابة وعن التابعين وتابع التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بعفوك وكرمك وإحسانك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين صالحين مصلحين. اللهم ثبتنا على قولك الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Let us make dua for the people who are not well and those who passed away, and dua for the health of Mukarram Siddiqui, my younger brother, also Suhail Rahman, my brother-in-law in India. Please make dua for their health. Pray for Haisam Bandokchi, pray for Sayyid Rafi, pray for a brother who does not want his name to be mentioned, but he's not well, a young man. Please make dua for him. A month old, Aiza Maryam, please make for dua for the child. For all these people who are not well, any other people who are not well, please make dua for them. Allahumma shfi mardana, Allahumma shfi mardana, Allahumma shfi mardana, ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma shfi anta shafi, la shafi, illa ant, shifan, la yughadiru suqma. Our dear brother Saiduddin passed away, and his burial was yesterday, on the day of Arafah. May Allah bless him, give him the place in Jannah. May Allah reward him for all the good things that he did. And any other people who passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, give them the place in Jannah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab al-nar. Allahumma arham mawtana, Allahumma ighfir lahum wa rahamhum wa afihim wa afu anhum. Allahumma akrim nuzulahum wa assir mudkhalahum. Allahumma aghfir khatayahum bil ma'i wa thalj wa al-barad. Allahumma naqihim min al-zunubi wa al-khataya kama yunqa thawbul abyad min al-dalas. Allahumma jazihim bil ihsan ihsana wa bil sayyiati afwan minka wa ghufrana. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqihi محمد وآله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Eid Mubarak to all of you. Take care of yourself. Wear the mask. Keep the social distance. And of course, wash your hands. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.